is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, December 18th. This is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Right now we have two people on the line trying to answer our trivia questions. This is going to be like a 3-4 day event, actually. So it's going to be today, tomorrow, and we'll move on to next week where we'll have be giving out giveaways as we march towards Christmas. Today we have Template in studio. We have Miss Kim. I forget your last name again, Miss Kim.
Wallace.
Miss Kim Wallace, who's in studio. She has a number of giveaways that she's doing here, and then she has a big major prize that she's giving away at the store that you got to go in the store and claim. But we want to know some more about Template, and then we go to the callers, and so we can answer those three, or just go to the callers first because all the lines are
at least the one person who's been holding on from the break.
Yes, let's go to the caller then. Go ahead, caller. Okay, let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. Guy and
Riri AM. Hi, I'm Mike. Good morning. Am I answering the trivia or what?
You can answer the trivia. The question was, what's a wild reindeer called?
Okay, because I have a poem, but I'll call back for that. So the wild reindeer, I didn't know the answer, so I had to Google it, but I learned something new today. So it's called a caribou, and it is commonly called that in North America.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All Caribbean people should know a reindeer is called a wild reindeer is called a caribou.
Caribou.
So yep. We don't want you to hang up yet. We want you to give your name to the producers and be writing down your prize now. You want a gift certificate at Template.
Okay, thank you. I'll call back with my poem.
Yes, so we have a poetry competition, so we'll do that too. And you get big prizes for that too.
Okay.
Hold for me. Let's ask one question, then we go. So when the people call, they'll have a question they commiserate about, and then we'll go to
You Template. Want an easy one or a hard one?
Let's go with an easy one.
All right. A group of flamingos is called a what?
I love that question. And that's not easy. But I
mean, it should be easy.
Yeah, nobody in the Bahamas knows that question. But I love that question. But let's go to Kim. Tell us about what's happening at Template.
Oh, man, we are so excited. There's so much going on. Right now, we're in the 12 days of Christmas. Do you guys realize that Christmas is next, a week from today? Christmas is a week from today, and 12 days of Christmas have been started, and we have so many giveaways and prizes today on the show. But if you cannot, the lines are lighting up a lot now, so if you can't get to call in, you can come into the store and shop. And we have so many deals going on. We have discounts going to bet, and those of you who like Bath & Body Works, you know how Bath & Body Works, I do that buy three, get one three situation. Well, we got that too. In Nassau, buy three, get one three of certain things. And guess what? We also have a special where we have a candle in a box, gifts for under $20. You can be giving everybody on your list, your coworkers, your friends, your teachers, anywhere you go. Like my mama always say, don't go nowhere with your hands swinging. Don't be showing up on these people's houses wanting to their food and you ain't getting nothing to give them. So make sure you come in to get a special gift for somebody on your list. And we're going to be invited to so many things this year. And Christmas is all about, not just about giving, but also sharing love and fellowshipping with family and getting back in course to bring in the new year right. So we want you to come in at Template, enjoy the ambiance, and we have free hot chocolate every Saturday. Shop, we have something called the Jolly Trolley where all the gifts are under $25. We also have something called OCJ Surprise where you can purchase gifts for $10. And we also have coupons if you want to give somebody a nice coupon for they can come in and get their own gifts. And even more important, you can also shop online at templatebahamas.com, and we can also deliver your gifts so you don't even have to sit in the traffic.
Deliver the gifts, too?
We will deliver the gifts to whoever you want us to
Where
deliver the
Template?
Gifts to. Template is located on Jerome Avenue, Jerome and Roosevelt Avenue.
Okay, and if I want to call them and ask questions?
You can call and ask questions, 394-0939. That's 394-0939. And if you don't like using the phone, if you just have that thing always glued to your head, the number is 437 9764. The cell number is 437-9764. So give us a call and let's see how we can help you make Christmas stress free.
Okay, let's go to the callers now. But I want you to also ask that big question, or if you don't have the big question, for the big prize, or tell us about the big prize.
This is a question that's, I'm going to do this right now. Can I do it right now? CAA and Aaron have given me permission to do this right now. And I hope my staff, Anna, Anne, Brianna, and Kara, I hope you guys are ready because they're going to be coming to you right now for this. If you can go into our store right now, the five first persons that can go into our store, sing one line or two of a Christmas carol, they're going to give you a red, silver, or gold box with a candle in it.
The first five people?
A Body Works candle. If you can go into our store right now, the first five persons sing two lines of a Christmas carol. We're on Jerome Avenue. They're going to take the five person. They're going to present you with a box, a special Christmas box.
All they got to do is sing?
Any Christmas carol? Or
any Christmas carol you like. Sing from your heart.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Aaron, you need to speed that way. It's Christmas.
I got it.
You think you're making time?
Listen, I'm trying to get a box.
You need to call people.
To put on the boat today.
Yeah.
And if she have a box big enough for me to fit in,
yeah.
I going on the boat with the thing I putting on the boat.
There you go. Let's go to the callers now to see if they get an answer, and then we get the next question on the line at the same time. But we want some people to like read poetry, sing a Christmas song to get some big prizes. We have some big prizes here too, you know. So we have cases of things donated. So we'll see how this goes. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Let's move on to the next one. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hello.
Yeah, you're live.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing well, man. We're celebrating Christmas.
Auntie. Man, listen to me.
Auntie
I have the answer for the flamingos.
Go ahead.
Flamboyance.
I did not know that answer.
Man, I want to come sing to you. I think you've been a bigger prize, too, from Kim.
Call.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Well, guess what
this
we do? Jackie
Popo,
we have a...
Duncan.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
Kim. Kim Duncan Wallace. My people.
But we get a $10 coupon for you, not a $5, a $10 coupon for
my,
you, Jackie.
Bring it to me. I come in by you.
All right, Miss Jackie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
We have more questions, so you can always win again.
Oh, man, I again. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm calling because I need to win some things. Love you.
Things. It's Christmas time. Things.
Okay, thank you.
This is, like I say, like about a three-day event. So tomorrow we doing prizes again. So just listen out, and we'll be doing gifts and prizes again.
All right. Nuri, let's do a... I'm going to clear all the text line. Let's do a trivia question just for the text line.
Just for the text line.
All right, callers. I know you're on. Let's go to this caller because we may have poems or recitals.
Yeah.
And then text us, get ready. We're going to have a question just for the text line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. One more time. Good morning, caller. You there?
They're probably heading to Tampa.
Let's go to the next
There you
one.
Go. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Try again. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
So you guys still have the flamingo question up?
No, that one's already been won.
Oh, okay.
You gonna sing a song, a poem, recite a scary story?
I could sing a song.
Christmas song, go ahead.
It could be a Christmas song.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let us receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven, nature see.
So what I want you to do is leave your name and number with the producer. We're going to deliberate on amongst three people. So if you're the best one for the day, you could win this prize. But it'll be three people competing for this prize, the best song, Christmas song, right? So leave your name, mention that song on it, and then you're competing against it or competing for it.
Good? All right. Thank you very much.
Don't hang up now. Just leave your name and say song.
You don't know who that
All
is?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, then. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, call again. Producer, just pick up that because we dropped two calls there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. No, I
I don't know if that's a poem or a story, but it rhymes.
Okay.
So I think it's a poem.
All right.
I made it. I wrote it just now. Okay. So it was Christmas Eve night. The stars twinkled so bright. Little Mary May was waiting for the clock to strike because she wanted to open a present, hoping for a bike. She saw a big box gift-wrapped in the corner, and she thought she could peek in it, although her mother had already warned her. Little did she know she'd have to wait till Christmas morning, so she cried herself to sleep and started snoring. The end.
I like that.
Thank you. Hold the line, producer. Take the...
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Hold the line.
Because that's three people so far. I know how I vote. You might just happen to win. Who knows?
Okay, you're putting that under short story and not poem?
I put it under poem. Put it under poem?
Because it rhymes.
That's the first one, then.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the
first one under poem.
Okay.
All right. Hold the line, producer. Producer's coming to you right now. Let's go to the next caller.
Guiding Ray Ram, go ahead.
Hello, I'm calling to sing.
Go ahead.
Be ready.
Santa, make him love me. Think just of me. Tell me I belong. I need a love to call my own. Santa, maybe I'll be his baby. Gotta make him mine. A love like this is so divine. And I've been good. I behave like I should. Santa, if you would. How's that?
I like that.
I love it.
Now, don't hang up.
Well, you know, you got a lot of single girls on the streets, you know, so we got to be represented too.
I agree.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Don't hang up. Say the word song to the producer and your number, right? Because we could deliberate between the last three songs. There's two so far. And we'll decide which one we like better. And that person will win the prize. You get that? So just remember to leave your name and your number and the word song so we could deliberate on which one wins.
I like that song. I'm not sure. Maybe I misheard the lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to me, I'm not the problem. Santa's the problem. Miss, I don't know how I end up with your man.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, bring this man here for me. Well, I supposed to tell Santa I don't want the gift?
Mm.
Miss, I really apologizing, but me and you need to go talk to Santa. I love that song. Ma'am, there's a lot of single women out there looking for love. I hope that Santa brings everyone a little bit of love and joy, even if it's only temporary and they know when to pack their bag and go back home.
Okay, we have some more prizes to give out. Let's see another question, Trigger.
Yeah, remember we have the trivia for the text line only.
Go ahead then.
You don't want to select one? Okay. Here is the trivia for the...
Ask a junk new question.
The text line. Okay, here we go. In what year, now remember, callers, this is for the text line. In what year did the Valley Boys win its first Boxing Day parade? In what year did the Valley Boys win its first Boxing Day parade? And you'll be a true Junkanoo champion if you know the theme that they won with. In what year did the Valley Boys win its first Boxing Day parade? That's for the texters.
That's for the text line.
422-GR96. That's 422-4796. While we wait for a text line, let's go to the call.
Let's go to the call. Go ahead, caller. Guide and reader M.
Now, listen, this is not the trivia question. That's for the text line. But would you like to sing a song? Would
poem.
You like to read a poem? Would you like to tell us a two-sentence scary Christmas story? Good morning, caller. Boy.
Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
I have a song to sing for you all.
We ready?
All right. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready, too. Christmas is the most wonderful time for me. And so my song is Give Love on Christmas Day. That's the reason for the season. People making a list, buying special gifts, taking time to be kind to one and all. It's that time of year when good friends are near And you wish you could give more than just presents from a store. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day?
Go ahead, Kim.
On Christmas Day.
Oh, even a man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring give love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is better than love. Stop right there.
There you go.
I enjoyed that, actually.
Thank you.
Now I'm conflicted now. I don't know who to win. Right? And now we have in Texas say we need to extend it, the song competition. I got to open it up. Well, have more people. How are we going to do this?
No, we pick in the top three. Uh-huh. The top one will get the big prize. The next two will get a smaller prize. But people keep coming in. We haven't closed it off because we have three people.
Good. And I just got a report that somebody just got a candle from Temple by just coming in and singing.
Nice. There you go. Nice. We have a text line winner. Mm-hmm. The question was, in what year did the Valley Boys win the first Boxing Day parade, mm-hmm. and the year was 1960.
1960.
Right? So not just 2 years after they were established, they took Bay Street, and that person also got the theme, which is the Scottish Highlanders.
Ah.
Right? So I got your information. Text to your prize will be available to you at The Guardian.
So the gift certificate.
So we do a $10.
What's the last four numbers for that?
3897. 3897. I'm going to let them know they won right now. They were the first person to come in with the prize.
So we have another caller on the line. Let's see what they're saying. Go ahead, caller. Guide and Read AM.
Hello. Live.
Hey, hi.
This is Mark. I have the best Christmas night poem ever.
Go ahead.
Let me read it to you. It starts like this. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a person was praying, not one in the house. The Bible was left on the shelf without care. No one dared thought that Jesus would come there. The children were dressed, crawling into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. And Mom in her rocker chair and Babe in her lap was watching the late show when I took a nap. When out of the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? But angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. The light on his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just like he'd said. Although I possessed all the worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand was written the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word, and he searched for my name. When he said it's not there, my head hung in shame. The people whose name had been gathered with written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without sound, while others were left standing around. I fell to my knees. Oh, but it was too late. All had waited too long, and this sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I had seen this tonight. Oh, if I only had I only had known that this was the night. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible is true after all.
Man, listen, thank you.
I appreciate it. Don't hang up.
Don't go anywhere. Did you compose?
No. That's an old poem. I'm at the Eventual Learning Center. I just want to also give a plug for the Eventual Learning Center Christmas Lights drive through. Come out Friday night because the lines are crazy.
What time does it start? What time you start?
6 till 9.
And you said this Friday?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But come out Friday because it's going to be crazy. Nice. People are waiting 2.5 hours long if you wait for the last two nights.
All right.
And I want you to hang up. I want you to give your name to the producer.
Sure.
Right? And because we need to always remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I appreciate you calling in and to remind us with this poem too.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Give your name and number to the producer. I enjoyed that just now. We have any more trivia for the text line?
Yeah, we could do another trivia.
And then we go back to the phone lines after that.
Yeah. Then we go back to the phones after that. Okay. Here is... Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hello. I'm here to sing.
Oh,
okay.
We like singing. Go ahead.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and daughter pining. Till he appears and his soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel's voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night, Christ was born.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
I love hearing Bahamian sing it.
This is my favorite Christmas song.
Yes.
So I'm already biased. Now I'm conflicted again.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I didn't like it.
Hold the line and give the producer your information. Don't hang up.
And remember to say the word song so we can know that it's you. So I like it. I'm writing it down. Saying my favorite Christmas song. So that's making me biased again. Eh? Yeah. Oh, but anyway, hold the line.
All right.
This is going to be hard.
Okay, so we want another... Good morning. Can you pass? That may be for you, Niri. Because I can pass by for my daughter's elf gift. I don't have a daughter. I can be honest with you. I ain't gonna lie. I can tell you I don't have a children. But I come in for that children gift.
Mm-hmm.
I is a children. I is somebody's child. Y'all remember that, right? Like when you're looking at people and they look like they expecting a gift. This is it. People expect gifts because they expect to receive love, especially if they give love, right? So y'all don't be dissing people who have this look of expectation. Everybody is somebody, children.
Somebody.
Yes, everybody deserves attention and acknowledgement.
We have a lot of gifts to be given out. We had a number of sponsors, including templates. So it's going to be like a 3-4 day event of just giveaways as you call and sing and interact with us. We're kind of excited about it at the end of the year. But let's go to the caller here.
And then we have a entry for the 2-3 story sentence scary story by text.
Well, that caller just hang up.
Sorry, caller.
So let's go to that text then.
All right. So this is our first entry for the 2-3 sentence scary Christmas story. It's from the text line. It says, it was the night before Christmas while driving past Old Trail Graveyard. Minutes before 12, when I fell into a pothole that caused me to wonder what the... I saw a man... It's Christmas. I can't say that word. I mean, it's only hell. What the hell? I saw a man with forks grinning beneath and telling me, no celebration for you. I shouted, Jesus, Jesus, and they fled. I shook my head desperately, only to realize this is one scary dream. I could be honest with you. If I driving past the graveyard and I see men eating and they talk to me, that's a scary story. That's a scary story. Miss Wallace.
Run fast.
Anybody, you ever had any graveyard encounter?
Oh, no.
Niri, you ever had any graveyard encounter?
I had ghosts and getting hag, but no graveyard encounter.
That's no, I didn't mean anything other than meeting ghosts in the graveyard.
The only thing I remember Dr. Miles Monroe say, a lot of talent is buried there.
Yeah.
In the graveyard, hey.
There you go.
I once met a ghost in the graveyard in Inagua. Only for 3 seconds, though. I quickly took my leave.
What did he say?
I don't know, Nuri. I quickly took my leave.
Exactly.
In other words, I roll out.
Roll fast.
When I saw the ghost in the graveyard.
Let's go to the caller. Did we ask a question for the next text? For the next segment?
No, we haven't asked.
We didn't read the thing. Maybe you have something to read?
That's the story there. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, look for a question for the text.
I will.
The text line. And then we go to the caller. Then we start doing a call.
We'll go to the caller now.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
I'm Mary. Mary Scott.
You live?
Hello?
Yes, yeah, ma'am. You live?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, Mr. Green, I am handicapped and I'm blind. But I can't text. I would like to say, I'd like to give you the answers, if I may.
Okay, give me some answers.
It was 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, I hear you. 1960, when the Valley Boys won their first Boxing Day parade.
Yeah, and it was the Scottish Highlanders.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to sponsor this particular prize if I can. Give me a gift certificate there. What's your name, sir?
My name? Michael Hamilton.
Nice to meet you, Michael Hamilton. Actually, I'm sponsoring this particular prize for you. I mean, we got the answer already, but I want to make sure you get something. So we're going to have, go ahead, Aaron. We're going to have you leave your name and
I get
number.
Miss Hamilton, we can use your contact information, right?
Hello.
Telling you Diane.
Yes, yes. Okay. I have.
Yeah, I am Diane.
Hamilton's.
Diane is my sister.
Okay. Okay. So I have your contact information. I'll give it to Mr. Newry. The prize
yeah,
will.
You can use. Yes, you may use her contact.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Now, one thank quick question too. Before you go. Were you at the 1960 Boxing Day Parade?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, were you rushing or were you spectating?
It was my first rush, the Valley Boys.
Oh, you rush with the Valley Boys?
Yes.
What? Okay. Okay, what did you do? You played music, you carried a piece. You...
I shook the bell.
There you go.
There you go.
I love it.
So what is his prize? Okay. I'm sponsoring. Go ahead.
Okay, all now, right. So I have some gift certificates here. You like fast food, Uncle?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Popeyes, Wendy's, or McDonald's?
Oh. All right.
Okay, I can surprise
thank
you with
you.
One of them. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. We had the answer from someone who rushed mm-hmm. in the 1960
wow,
Boxing Day Parade with the Valley Boys when they secured that
wow.
win. That's awesome.
So you make sure to write down his name that we are able to make sure he gets his prize. Mm-hmm. And I'll leave that at the front desk at Guardian downstairs. Just mention your name. Your phone number is going to be there. It's going to be a gift certificate. Sponsored by whom? Which outlet are we going to give him?
Well, I haven't made the decision yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
no
yeah. Problem. But we have, we want to say thank you
yes.
to Popeyes,
yes.
to Wendy's,
mm-hmm.
to McDonald's for supplying us with gift certificates. I know the kids, your kids and your family gonna love it.
Yes.
It's a token, right?
Yes.
It brings joy.
Yes.
It's an extra special moment. And these small moments build up to great experiences,
yes.
man. So we say thank you again to Popeyes, to Wendy's, to McDonald's, to Template, to all of the individuals
yeah.
who have sponsored this year's
and
Guardian
we have
Radio.
More sponsors coming on board, so we're excited.
Let me tell
about
the people what you think all, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guardian Radio AM Holiday
we
Christmas giveaway with C.A. Newry.
Yes,
man.
Let's go to the. We didn't get the question for the text line.
I know, but let's go to the phone line.
Yeah.
I can get a question.
Get
another question for the text line.
Go ahead, caller. Call you live. This caller, gone. So let's go back to the question. So for the text line alone, and then we start doing the because we have more gifts from Template still.
Yeah. All right, question for the text line.
Yeah.
The Tropic of Cancer passes through which two Bahamian islands?
Hmm.
The Tropic of Cancer passes through which two Bahamian islands? Numbers to call, 3236. Oh, well, no, this is a text line question. Hey.
Text line,
422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I see we have a caller on the board. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I'm not calling to answer anything. I'm just saying I am loving this show with Aaron, CA, Ms. Wallace from Template. It is absolutely wonderful. That's all I want to say. Let me get off the line so that somebody else can call in to win.
I thought you was going to sing.
She's singing your praises now, Nuri.
I wanted her to sing.
If you hear me sing, show would be shut down.
Okay.
Show would, but I love it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. Well, it's still Advent, but Merry Christmas to
yes.
you.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. We have a winner already. The winner has the last four digits. Pull this up right now for you. The last four digits are 5427. 5427 are the last four digits of this text. Winner, the question was, the Tropic of Cancer passes through which two Bahamian islands? And the answer is Long Island and Exuma.
Yep.
Awesome.
Long Island and Exuma. And the winner receives a $10 gift certificate from Template, located on
Jerome Avenue.
There you go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Nuri, I have another question. I think it's going to be fun. Now, you, when I asked it, you said it was a trick question. I don't think it's a trick question. It's just maybe a tricky question.
Mm. Ask your question. And what time does Templar close today, by the way?
We close at 6 p.m.
6 p.m., okay. I just want to make sure.
All right, and leading up to Christmas?
Leading up to Christmas, and we'll be there from 9:30 to 6 p.m. every night. Right up to New Year's Eve.
All right. Now, will you give me, you know how they validate parking? Will you give me a letter to take to my boss to say, no, she's been here this whole time, a whole lunch break?
She's been here this whole time, sign management.
We let her eat the food right in the corridor because she was here waking on Christmas gifts.
You also mentioned hot chocolate. I got to pay for the hot chocolate.
It is free, but all the toppings,
And which day is that?
Whipped cream, caramel, Hershey's cream, marshmallows. Saturdays, you know, all day.
You don't have no Cirrus-y infused hot chocolate?
Man, we can make that. You can help me?
I mean, because, you know, people talk about bitter chocolate. I can make the chocolate bitter.
My behemoth sweet mode, though.
But that's why they need the Cirrus-y. Bitterer is betterer. Okay, here's the question. Now, Ms. Wallace, you could tell me if this question is too tricky for the Bahamian audience.
Go ahead.
The question. Who is the MP for the National Christmas Tree?
See, that's a hard question. That
is hard. Who is the MP for the National Christmas Tree?
I'm willing to give a big prize for this.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You want to give a big prize for
this? Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that.
Because I think it's a tough question. Yeah. I'm willing to give a big prize. We have boxes here from Template, sponsored by Template today. So I'm willing to give a big prize. So think about the answer. You're getting a big prize for this.
Mm-hmm. Not who is the minister, because I see texts coming in. Not who is the minister responsible.
See, a trick question.
For the Christmas tree. Who is the MP for the National Christmas Tree? We have a caller on the line.
Go ahead.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, this is Leslie O'Brien.
Pardon?
The member of parliament to see with.
No. No, not who is the minister or, because I know Her Excellency was appointed the head of the Independent Secretariat, but I don't mean like in a ministerial role. I mean in a member of parliament role. Who is the MP for the National Christmas Tree? You still there?
It's a trick question. It's a tough one.
That's
why you can get a big prize. Whoever gets this one can get a big prize because I told Aaron that's kind of complicated.
I got a text answer now.
You get a text answer. Is right?
The correct answer. Texter, if we don't get a call winner in the next two calls, we have a call. Let's go to the call on the board. If this person doesn't get it, Texter, you get it. Good morning, caller.
Is it the member of parliament for Gardeners?
No. But thank you. All right. It's not Chester Cooper. Okay. I have the winner. The last four digits of their number is 1948. There's the last four digits of this winner's number from the text line. The answer is Wade Watson, the representative for Bain and Grantstown. Did I say that properly, Mr. Nuri? Bain and Grantstown?
Yep, Baines.
Baines and Grantstown.
Mm-hmm.
For Baines and Grantstown, you get a special prize. Mr. Nuri authorized that because he said it was a trick question.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer isn't LaRota. Man, we got a lot of answers. Not Bowleg, not Strawn, not LaRota. Not Cooper. Then somebody say, Bryce, she's not an MP. Hey, yeah, no, right? Because she's an MP, but she's not a cabinet minister. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, Joe Mo? Oh, Joe Mo Campbell. No, they spell it Joe and Mo. You catch me there. All right. Good stuff. So the answer is Wade, Watson, Baines, and Grantstown. Now,
you got to explain how or
okay,
why?
Right, I can explain right now. So looking at the boundaries map for the 2021 election and looking at the maps I could find of the downtown area, mm-hmm. Parliament Square sits in the Baines and Grantstown constituency. Right on the border, like they're right on the border with Centerville. But if I read the map correctly, it's in the Baines and Grantstown constituency. So the MP for the National Christmas Tree is Wade Watson. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying anything except, like, if you have a problem with how the tree looked, also write it's MP.
So we're going to go on a quick commercial break, but I'm going to ask this question before we go on commercial break. So when you come back, you'll have an answer. It says, what is the name and location of the largest cave system in the Bahamas? Let me repeat that. What is the name and location of the largest cave system in the Bahamas? So when we come back off the break, you come back with that answer, you'll be able to win a prize as we celebrate our march towards Christmas.
And we have another short horror story on the text line.
Oh, and we have another short story on the text line. Like I said, we're marching towards Christmas. We have several days of this giveaway. We have a number of sponsors who sponsor the show in terms of giving back and celebrating Christmas. We're kind of excited with that. We have Template, who's in studio with us as we celebrate Christmas. She had brought in a number of prizes and surprises. Did anyone call back on who went to sing any song?
Oh, yeah. People are coming in, and we're so happy about that. So keep coming. We have five. The first five persons to come in, sing a song. You get a nice gold, silver, or red box with something special inside. That's Template on Jerome Avenue.
Okay. Guy and Ray, we'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have people on the line. Let's go see if they know the answer. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Well, I got a little poem.
Oh, go ahead. You ready? Little poems.
Okay. All right. Yes. I found a rotten egg at my door one Christmas Eve night. I said, Lord Jesus, now you know this isn't right. Jesus said, look here, just throw the thing in the trash. And by morning, I promise you, Santa will be at your bed with a big bag of cash. There you go.
Why, thank you. Okay, you hold the line. Producers can take your name and your information. Let him know poem. Give him the word poem. And
yes.
I can call this a rotten egg. I like this one.
Yeah, a bag of cash. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
We have some more callers on hold right now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hello.
Hello.
You guys still have the cave question on?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the name of the cave is Hamilton's Cave, and it's located on Long Island in the Hamilton, near the Hamilton settlement.
Congratulations.
All right.
Congratulations.
Okay. So, thank you very much.
So, what no I need problem. You to do, don't hang up now. What I need you to do is give the producer your name and number.
You all know me, though.
Let the producer know you?
I don't think so.
Give your name and number to the producer, right? And he will give it to us at the end of the show, and you'll collect your prize at the front desk.
Okay.
But don't hang up. Make sure you give your name and your number to the producer.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's give a prize, because we got a call on the line. Let's give a prize to anybody from this point on who could name one of the other cave systems. I got his... That's my bad producer. Producer's always in charge.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Somebody who could name another cave system in the Bahamas.
Another one?
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Because I got Texas. Now, the Texas got the wrong answer, because they thought it was the largest, right, when they got the wrong answer. But, caller, if you could name another cave system in the Bahamas, you could win a gift certificate, too. Let's go to the phone line. You're right, scared to touch the button. You touch the button.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, this is Seattle again.
Mm-hmm.
You said the largest cave system in the Bahamas.
We got that one.
No, it is actually, technically, it's not Hamilton Cave. It's actually the Kyan Calvin system.
Now, let me tell you something, because you're from Grand Bahama, and I know somebody from Grand Bahama was going to say that. Mm-hmm. According to the records that I found online last night, Hamilton is noted...
The largest terrestrial cave, but the Lokayan cave system is not just the largest in the Bahamas, it's the largest in the world.
Well, tell me why.
Huh?
Tell me how.
It's 6 miles. It's 6 miles of six. They've only charted 6 miles so far. It's even longer than that. 6 miles long.
So you'll be learning all kind of new stuff.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, let me tell you why I know. Mm-hmm. You know how people like to talk about these natural resources and all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no idea what our natural resources are. They've been copying things, myself and others have said. They don't understand what they are.
You ever been in the marine part of the cave system? Like, you ever been in the water? And
no, to the mouth. Yeah, to the mouth. But I ain't got the testicular fortitude to go further.
I got you.
Thank you very much, C. Allen. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, you're going to get a small gift card.
I'm saying that I didn't mean to dismiss his thing. I'm just
to be correct
in it.
No, I appreciate that.
And by the way, one of the main entrances is right here on the Ben's Cave, right here on Grand Bahama and Lukai National Park.
Yeah, they say Ben's Cave and Burial Mound Cave are parts of Lukaiyan National Park on Grand Bahama, and they are one of the largest. But you're saying that it is the largest, and you're surmising that because you know that we have not explored the cave in its entirety.
No, just for the 6 miles alone, they're classified as being the largest in the world. But what happened, one of the world's largest in the world, and because they haven't finished exploring the network, it's still being mapped even after all of these years.
Wow.
And I just wanted to recognize the value of what we have. Believe it or not, we have so much different things that I tell people all the time. It's 125 different things that very few people know about, but I've spent my life documenting the body will in Woodbury House, and it isn't to be sold so we could get $100,000 a year. Thanks.
I got you. There's another text here that says Henry Morgan Cave in Morgan's Bluff. I'm not sure if I heard about that cave before. Maybe I heard about it and forgot. Henry, any you think any of Henry Morgan's treasure inside Henry Morgan's cave? Okay, you read this story.
Go ahead.
Texter sends in, it says, good morning, Mr. Newry, Miss Wallace, Miss Green. A horror story.
Ooh.
I was headed to church one Sunday evening as I approached an old house that only had a foundation near a graveyard. Lo and behold, there was a white silhouette sitting at a piano playing an era song. I then performed a backward slide known by Michael Jackson because I didn't want to turn my back on the ghost. I believe this place and he have tips and tricks. That's the story right there.
Okay.
They said they was headed to church one evening. They approached an old house that only had a foundation near a graveyard. You catch me right there. I wasn't going to church no more. Not if I had to go that way. Lo and behold, there was a white silhouette sitting at a piano playing a song. Well, I then performed a backwards Michael Jackson moonwalk because I didn't want to turn my back on the ghost.
I don't know if Michael Jackson's scary, though.
No, no. He said he became Michael Jackson
and did a moonwalk.
And moonwalked away.
But when he said it, the scariness gone. I just could picture, you know, Trillo and beat it.
You ever turn your back on the ghost?
Yeah, but I don't be no Michael Jackson. I run it.
You ain't moonwalking.
No, I ain't moonwalking.
You could run backwards?
I mean, I tried that.
Use
down.
A ghost. Yeah. No, use a ghost. Anybody who could run backwards is a ghost.
Thank you very much, Texter. Any more texts before we go ask the next review?
People naming other cave systems. Preacher's Cave in Eleuthera.
I would have answered that.
And then do you know the cave system on San Salvador?
No. I only know Long Island, Nassau, and Preacher's Cave. I know Grand Bahama too, but I didn't know it was that big.
All right. So Google told me that BNT told them that on San Salvador, we have a large cave system called Lighthouse Cave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's interesting.
We have some caves off Ackland. What are places? Like Fortune Island.
Fortune Key?
Fortune Key and thing.
Yeah. And then there's the caves. The caves out west.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the caves. Are they caves?
Yeah, you go inside.
Like how far inside you could go?
Maybe 30, 40 meters.
Oh, so I could go camping there?
You could go. It's wet.
Oh.
They have water always inside there. But there's places you could sit and sleep, I guess, if you want to.
And hang out.
You definitely, if it's a hurricane, you could actually... No, I wouldn't advise.
No.
Tides get
high. No, I ain't going in there for the hurricane.
Tides get high inside there.
Yeah, I ain't going on the hill for the hurricane.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So, Henry Morgan's, let's see if this person has some information. Hamilton's Cave. Okay, listen to this. Hamilton's Cave is the largest terrestrial system, world's longest underwater cave networks. The Lucayan Cavern System. So, see, Alan, this person is saying that the Lucayan Cavern System is documented as the world's longest underwater cave network. These are natural resources. Henry Morgan's Cave, North Andrus, near Morgan's Bluff, is known primarily as a legend-linked cave, pirate treasure narrative, rather than a large mapped cave network. So I was right. There may be treasure in that cave in Morgan's Bluff. Somebody says Crystal Caves, Abaco. Have you ever heard about Crystal Caves in Abaco?
No.
Abaco people, call us, man. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Island listeners. Miss Wallace.
Yes, ma'am.
You all deliver to Abaco?
We certainly do.
Because, look here, I have one friend named Leanne Key. She is known as the Annie Oakley of Abaco.
Uh-huh.
Today is her birthday, Nuri. You know Leanne Key from Bahamas Issues Day.
Yes, the farmer.
Yeah. I need you to get me a box big enough to put myself in it so I could put myself on this boat today.
Right away.
So I could pester my friend for her birthday. So we can arrange deliveries to the boat or to the plane.
That's right.
All right, and what information I have to give you when I'm making this arrangement?
All we need is the name of the person it's going to and the address.
Okay.
That's all we need.
And maybe cell phone contact?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, COVID was a monster, but it also opened up avenues to allow us to do these things, to be more creative in the way we do business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nuria, I got another text that asks, do the connected blue holes in Andrus, where the Luska is, count as a cave system? Well, listen, so legend is that all of the blue holes in the Bahamas and in the Caribbean connect to an underwater cave system that stretches all the way down to South America, right? And so there's a myth, a legend that there's an animal that lives in that massive underwater cave system and will travel its way through the Caribbean under the water. It's fascinating.
We need to write stories about that.
Before Disney writes all the stories, did you know the Disney story Luca?
Mm-hmm.
That is loosely based on our Bahamian mythology of the Lutska.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to write the stories and then give it to them. Right? As opposed to them writing the stories and then giving it to us.
Yes. We have 3 minutes. I'm seeing if we can have one more question before that 3 minutes, an easy one that someone can quickly call and give that for one of the small prizes here. We know we are marched towards Christmas. We have several days of this giveaway.
All right.
Tomorrow we'll be doing this again.
So nice, quick, easy one?
Nice, quick, easy one.
Telephone or text?
Telephone or text.
All right.
As quick as possible.
And remember to come in and sing today. We're giving away free gifts. First five persons. So a few people have already come in today and collected. We're still waiting on you to come in.
Give me your phone number again.
394-0939 or 437-9764. Template on Jerome Avenue. First five persons get a free gift today once they come in and sing.
All right. You ready for it?
Go ahead.
How many, y'all ready? Mm-hmm. How many female angels are mentioned in the Bible?
If you know that, quickly call in.
The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. And the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
All of our winners who won today can collect their prizes downstairs at the front desk. We should be giving away prizes for the best poem, best song, and
story.
And story. We're going to do that at the end of the show. Or this person will get called, I guess.
And then the best scary Christmas story?
Yeah, three sentence. Three sentence.
Or you want to hold? We're going to hold that one. Give people more time to tell a scary Christmas story.
So we're going
to do a big prize for song, big prize for poem, big prize for story.
Yeah. Right.
Tomorrow we're going to do the best two or three sentence horror story.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
We have some more prizes tomorrow. We have cases of water, cases of drinks.
Let's go to the phone line quickly.
Go ahead. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller.
Say that again.
Zero angels.
That is correct.
That's the correct answer.
Okay. Give your...
You won a prize?
Yeah, that's my third one.
That's your second one.
Third.
What is
I should get a consolation prize for the caves.
You get a thank you for the caves. You have two prizes for the day, C. Allen. Definitely. I still want to know how I can get it to you, but definitely you have two prizes here. Do we need to take C. Allen number or we know C. Allen number? We say you're going to contact him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, you're correct, C. Allen.
How did you know that?
Where are you going already?
Okay.
C. Allen knows everything.
He knows everything.
Everything you type in the tip of his hand, he just Google quickly and get whatever.
Let's take this last caller very quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Yep, caller's gone.
The trumpet sound and the angels all making
tomorrow,
their way to bay.
Tomorrow we continue our giveaway, our march towards Christmas. Do you have any guests for tomorrow, Aaron? Because I know I'm free on Friday.
Possibly. I have to confirm.
Confirm, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't, we'll start it earlier. And if not, we'll do it on the 11 o'clock hour. Before we go, Kim, say the last word.
And just remember, it's the 12 days of Christmas. We have gifts galore in store. Everything is discounted, and you can come in and shop. And also, My Gifting, our sister company, My Gifting, we have Christmas stories every night at 8 o'clock devotions. You can listen in.
Okay. Guardian Radio AM, I'd be doing our Christmas giveaway. We're doing this all next week also. So call in, and we take advantage of the prizes that we do have.
Guardian Radio AM, thank you very much, Aaron Green from On the Clock. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.